What is going on? You are watching Tags Live, aka Talk About Gay Sex, the live edition. This is episode 330. It's my birthday, and your host, woo-hoo! Steve V. That's right, birthday boy in the house, celebrating with you on this magical January 12th, alongside my partner in crime, Cody Maurice Dolgett. How the hell are you?
Hello, darling. Happy birthday to you. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday.
I was just saying, this is the year where everybody is broken out into song for my birthday. I mean,
oh, my goodness.
People that shouldn't be breaking out into song. I had another rendition of Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder, which was pretty good, but nothing beat that little...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that little verse that we got from you. Thank you.
That little thing, that was just a taste, darling.
I want a little more at the end of the show. Yes, yes. Yes, it's my birthday, and I'm celebrating, and I'm sticking to it. I'm really happy to... Thank you for all the wishes from everybody that's been sending them in. I really appreciate it. And yeah, thank you, Reginald. Thank you, everybody. It's really a great birthday, and cheers to
happy birthday. Cheers.
We've got a great show for you. I'm really excited. You know, I mentioned on the show before that I had surgery on Monday, and my birthday present to myself was surgery for fractured my ankle. Mentioned it on the show. Don't need to go into it too much other than it was a successful surgery. And yeah, so we are on the mend. But wouldn't you know it that my surgeon is like so hot and sexy. And right before, I got to give it up to Mount Sinai here in New York City. It's like theater. When you go in for surgery, it was like, hello, this is Mr. Rodriguez. And everybody, there's 10 people doing 10 different jobs. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm the star of the whole operation. And the director was my surgeon, who literally looked in my eye as I had a hairnet on my head, because you don't look cute, as we were talking offline in the...
And I'm sure you did it very well, okay?
I tried my best, but my best features weren't showing with the hairnet on, and my ass was
somewhere else.
I mean, it was my ankle that was on display. My surgeon looked in my eyes and said, I'm going to give you my email, and anytime I will I will respond within the hour. And I was like, oh my God. Anything?
Oh, wow.
I know. I was
that's boyfriend material right there.
Oh, yes. I wish. She's so sexy and hot. And Exhausted? I know I was. Yes. And everybody, I was just beside myself before I went
Any
under.
Any response to texts? Oh, he's a winner.
A winner, baby. You're a winner, baby. Absolutely. All right. Well, we've got a great show for you on this episode 330 of my birthday. And somebody that shares the same last name as me, we've got to shout out to MJ Rodriguez for getting the Golden Globe for Best Actress for her role in Pose. And even though the Golden Globes were canceled this year by NBC dropping them, doesn't matter. She posted to Instagram and celebrated. And we just want to say cheers to you, MJ Rodriguez.
Amen.
Well-deserved first trans actress, I think, in a TV program, at least a Golden Globe for sure. I know that. And that's really exciting. So cheers to her.
Yes. Cheers.
Well-deserved. Yeah. So shout out to that. And yes, Teddy, who also shares watching us live, Rodriguez as well. Love it. Okay, well, we got to get into some hot topics. There's so many of them. We have too many for this whole program, right, Cody?
We always do, but
we
get through them normally. So we'll see how we do today. Yes.
And there's one that I can't wait to towards the end. That's
I can't.
You're involved. I know this is a good one. But as many people you know, Cody, like to the holidays are here. Everybody's celebrating. And then all of a sudden, January 1st comes around, and they call it, I've never heard of this, probably because I don't partake in it, a dry January.
What's that?
It's like, I don't know. It's like Lent or something like that. I can't keep up. It's related to the ash. I don't know. It's just people become dry and give up alcohol as if, right? And we are not doing that on this show here. Yeah, absolutely. No sorry.
We're extremely wet January, all right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm being a little... I'm on pain meds, so I have to be careful. So I'm drinking a lot less and watching. Yeah.
How drink what you can't drink.
Yeah, thank you. But no dry January. However, Pabst beer, which I didn't even know. I've never heard of it, but you were laughing at me because... Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer has been around for years or something like that.
Yes. You never heard of this PBR?
No, I have not. And that's the funny thing about me is like, I know a lot of things about a lot of things and I'm clueless about other things. And it's always so weird about, and this is one of them apparently.
Yes. Well, it's basically like Budweiser. It's
that's why I've never heard of it.
Exactly. And that's why I was laughing at you, because I know exactly why Steve doesn't know what PBR is, because it's inexpensive and it's not the champagne of beers. That's something else. That's like Heineken or something like that. But I know that PBR is, I used to drink it in a can when I was out with my straight friends in the dive bar and we would have a good time on PBR.
Hey, can you do me a quick favor and check that your audio is on the right microphone? Just, you sound great, but I think we might be able to switch that up real quick.
It is on the AirPods.
Yeah, just that. It didn't sound bad. You sound great and sexy, even with happy birthday to you.
It was the wrong microphone this whole time.
Are you on the right one?
I'm on the right one now. I switched it over.
Okay, I think you're good. Okay, good. Yeah, so the thing about Pabst Beer is they did this whole campaign. The beer brand offered an unconventional alternative to dry January. And I couldn't believe that they did this. They said, if you're running a dry January, we suggest, they did this on social media, not drinking this January, they write, try eating ass, the company tweeted. And this was like by some marketing guy on their team that didn't go through the protocol of everybody. So they had to take it down because it was like, I think it upset a lot of the people in the company. But first of all, I don't get it. Try eating ass. Like, that's not liquid. And I mean, why is that an alternative? And you eat ass all the time. I don't understand.
I know, right? It should be the alternative to everything. You're going to stop smoking? Eat an ass. You're going to stop, you know, give up a chocolate for Lent? Eat an ass instead. It should be the go-to alternative for whatever you do. Whatever you give up, you should pick up eating ass so that you're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, but I didn't get the whole analogy of, like, to me, maybe drinking non-alcoholic beer out of someone's ass would be an alternative of some sort. You know, you gotta like fluff it up somehow on what you're not getting. If you're not getting the real deal, like eating ass is, you, one's you're passive, the other one you're the aggressor.
I think that one of the explanations,
am I reading too much into this? Is that what's going on? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And as soon as he's serious, I was like, maybe I need to give him a serious answer.
I know. I was like, I think I'm reading way too much into it.
Let me give you a serious answer. I think that one of the responses was that PBR is it tastes like ass anyway. So why not eat ass instead of drinking PBR? So I think that was
part of the... Ooh, that's rough, huh?
That was a read, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, I don't think... I'm not having any PB&J or PB&R. What is it?
PBR. Pabst Blue Ribbon, okay?
All right.
And I think I was the one that made that tweet and I got fired for promoting my own agenda.
Thank you. I dream of Anthony. PB&A, yes, absolutely.
Pabst Blue Ribbon and ass is what he means by that.
I love that. Very cool. Moving on, we've got to move on. You know, this story, I couldn't a man was busted for a sex toy robbery at Adult World. According to a criminal complaint, Jacob McFarlane last week entered the Adult World Emporium in North Wales, a Philadelphia suburb, and walked out with a pair of masturbators, a $95 fleshlight model, and... Ooh, are they coming to get him right now?
They're coming to get him. I think he might live in my apartment building because the sirens are coming to get him.
Yeah, apparently. You're sure you have the right audio on, right? Right microphone?
Did.
Okay,
I did. Cool. I changed it.
Okay, cool.
Doesn't it sound right?
I think it's good. Yeah. Okay. He also got a fleshlight model and an auto blow, which retails for about $250. When an Adult World worker confronted McFarlane in the store's parking lot, the accused masturbator thief allegedly threatened to stab the man. What's also crazy about this story is McFarlane also applied to work at this Adult World, and so that's how they recognized him from his job application. What were your first thoughts when you heard of this? This is pretty crazy times, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess times are tough out here for people. They're just finding any joy they can and any respect that they can, even by stealing masturbators. I don't advocate theft at all, but when you apply for a job somewhere, you should definitely not go back to that place and steal something.
Okay. Rule number one.
Common sense. You don't go back there to steal something. And I just could not believe it. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I'm ashamed to be from even anywhere close to Philadelphia, because I'm from South Jersey. So we're close to Philadelphia.
Are you neighboring counties?
Just across the bridge from Philadelphia. Okay. So this man could have been in high school with him. And I was in the advanced classes and he was in the remedial classes, I think.
I think you have to be pretty desperate to steal. I mean, back in the day when I was really, I think it was 19, I was so scared. And I remember, I think I told this on a previous show, where I ripped a couple pages of adult magazines out and put them in like my GQ magazine or my Us magazine to jerk off to at a later time, which was so wrong. And and that was wrong of me, but I was trying to get something out of it, but not a toy, especially at the place that I was trying to get a job at. Come on now. Yeah. Was he just mad that he didn't get the job and then thought, let me rip them off now? He didn't get that discount. Yeah. What are the people saying over here? I read some comments.
He wanted the employee discount, exactly what I said. And then he wanted to try the toys before being hired. I mean, that would be a great excuse, because now he's a professional. He can give his professional opinion. And yeah, lots of homemade options for that guy. I also think that it's crazy that I also read in this story that someone else he did something lascivious and lewd. He jacked off to one of the AI machines while he was at the place in Oklahoma where he applied to.
Oh my God.
So
not that there's probably a lot of protocol on, I mean, to work at these places, I'm sure they're not, that would be acceptable, I'm sure.
In the aisles, he was jacking off using the AI.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I would like to see the working manual when you get hired at one of these places on what's allowed and what's not. But
oh, really? Yeah. Maybe in the back room you can. Have you ever been to one of those porn shops where they have the back room?
I've been known to visit one or two over the course of my time.
Oh, yeah. One or two. Okay.
Anthony wants to know, AI machine, what do you mean?
Yeah, so it's the auto blow AI, and apparently it gives the best blowjob that you've ever had in your life by using an auto intelligence.
Wait, and it's at some of these stores?
That's what the guy in Pennsylvania he stole that.
Right.
And then the second guy in Oklahoma, he used that to masturbate with. It must be addictive, because I don't know if I want to stay away from it or if I should put it on my Christmas list for next year.
Yeah. I mean, I think times are desperate. We were saying offline earlier, people were doing some crazy things. You cannot do that at a place that you were trying to get a job at, steal toys. You should just get a sex podcast like we do and get Adam's Toy Box as a sponsor, where you guys can get 20% off by using our promo code TAGS. Go to adamstoybox.com. And we get some toys here where we get to try, and sometimes we give them away to you too. So check those out. Also, this is a really good time to promote our merchandise here at TAGS that we got. I'm wearing a hoodie. It's keeping me really warm in the winter right now. TAGS Podcast Hoodie. And right now, my birthday, January 12th through the 14th, it's up to 35% off. You can go to tagspodcast.com and click on TAGS merch and see, take advantage of it now, because we're t-shirts and tank tops are like 22, they're 13 bucks right now, and you can get some really great savings and support TAGS Podcast.
Yes, please.
All right. You know,
he says he wants a shirt with my face on it, just so we all know.
Oh, really? Okay. I love that.
I'll sell it to him for $300.
Yes. You know, Cody, I'm going to skip that one story that we were going to do right now and move on. And if we have time, we'll go back to it. I just don't know. Okay. I want to do that one. But okay. I do want to talk about the ER story.
Okay, and perfect.
I want you to weigh in. So there's an emergency room data revealed the chaotic penis emergencies of 2021 in a new report. And we thought it would be really good so that these emergencies don't occur in 2022. So these all happened. And I am no person to talk. I have found myself in the emergency room I will share with it at the end of this story. I've talked about it on previous episodes, but mine at least had to do with a sex toy. These are not the same. These are all things that happened with the penis in 2021 that found guys in the emergency room. And we'll start with the fire starter, Cody. So a bottle of hand sanitizer in a guy's pants pocket burst and got onto his penis. Then he dropped a lit cigarette on his penis while sitting on a toilet.
Ooh, what?
That happened in 2021.
How do you drop a lit cigarette on your penis while you're on the toilet? That's why are you smoking and sitting on the toilet at the same time?
Exactly. But it gets worse. A do-it-yourself cock ring. A guy put a shower curtain ring on his penis and now he can't get it off. You said offline.
I said offline. That didn't sound that crazy. I think that people in a crunch, people will use what they have on hand to get the result that they want. And I think that if you don't have a cock ring in your house, why not put a shower curtain ring on your cock instead to get that same result?
Why not? What? Because it's going to get stuck on there. And you know how cheap those rubber cock rings are? You can get them anywhere. You can go to where it's we were true. Just talking about, the adult porn store. And they're like, I mean, a couple bucks, I think you can get one. And they're meant for... See, that's I give credence to sex toys, and I use instruments for what they are used for. I don't tend to like this idea.
MacGyver anything?
I don't MacGyver anything. I've never thought it was a good idea to put a glass bottle up my ass. No, this has never been in my psyche.
I mean, people put cucumbers up their ass. Have you ever done that?
I have tried that before, but that to me is a vegetable and it's pliable.
It's natural.
It's natural. Okay, moving on. Don't bottle it. A penis has been stuck in a hard plastic bottle with a narrow opening for the past 3 days. Does not recall how he got his penis stuck in the bottle. What were you saying to this one?
He knows how he got that penis in that bottle. Okay.
He just didn't want to admit it to the emergency room.
He does not want to tell the people. He knows.
You're right. He definitely knows. This might be a good time to share with the time that I found myself in the emergency room. But it was with a sex toy. It was with a dildo that had a pump. And the one end of it broke off. And it was highly, and it ended up inside of me.
Oh my goodness.
Which was horrible. And I had to go to the emergency room because I couldn't get it out. And it was inflated. But that's a whole nother story. I'll tell it on an after show. I've told it on other after shows.
How did it get inflated?
Because it's a pump penis.
Okay.
Separated from its pump. And the thing I will tell you about the emergency room and the nurses, they were like, you do not apologize for this. You have nothing. This is a sex toy gone bad. Aww. And you have nothing to, they were, and it was straight nurses, male nurses, female. They were all so accommodating to me and made me feel and got me out of there, like with it out of it. And they actually asked if I wanted this toy. Do you still want it? I'm like, no, get rid of it. It was all mangled up.
The devil.
Burn it.
Get that thing away from my face.
Exactly. it was bad. Yeah. So,
poor baby. You're traumatized. You can probably never use one of those again in your life, can you?
I can. So these are some pretty bad ones. What are the people saying before we move on?
They're saying with the right size, they can keep you at attention. I guess he's talking about that's Daniel. I guess he's talking about, he agrees with me about the shower ring. I'm just going to go with that. Oh. That's my head narrative.
you guys better reconsider this from now on, because it ended up with somebody in the emergency room. So, I mean, you can get a cock ring for $5.
Like, he just agreed with me. So, yes, that's what fine. He means.
Then he can agree with you next door to you in the emergency room and see how much you are giggling and laughing at.
Petty says that man fell on the bottle. It happens all the time. Don't hate on him. So, okay, all right.
But why am not, hate. It's my birthday and I can do what I want.
Get him. man.
Use the corner of a condom if you need a cock ring. That's an old trick that you're talking about the ridge, right?
Yeah.
Teddy, that's an old dancer trick, a stripper move that they'll tie off their dick to keep it. But a dancer once told me that if you do that, you only have like 20 minutes before you cut off the blood circulation on that one. And I used to follow my dancer friend around like, it's 15 minutes. We only got 5 minutes before you were cutting the circulation off. You've got to totally panicked for him. And he was like, I'm fine. Aww. I'm fine. Yeah, no. So I don't know. It's not by the way, Tags Podcast does not recommend these.
Yes.
Please do not consult your doctor on any of these things that we are crazy ass things that we're mentioning on this show. All right. Well, we've got to move on. I'll put the rest of the list of the things that happened in 2021 with your dick that you should not do in 2022 on tagspodcast.com. All right. Okay. Well, we've got to get to some Reddit threads that I thought I couldn't help but thought were pretty fun. The first question somebody poses was, what was that first little sign that you knew you were gay? Cody, are we in a tunnel? What's going on over there?
I don't know what's going on outside my building tonight. It's crazy.
your building's cranky and it's having severe anxiety or something. Something's going on over there.
We started talking about sex toys and then it was like, wow, if these walls could talk.
What was that first little sign that you knew you were gay? For me, they write, the earliest I can remember was when I was 11. I was watching some movie that I don't remember the name of, but I remember there was a sex scene in it. I remember just finding myself just looking at this man in the scene, just staring at his muscular body, and my eyes were glued to him. I paid no attention to the woman as she was in the way, but the guy, he was very, very hot. And, you know, it got me thinking because on this week's Tags podcast, episode 329, I interviewed David Pevsner for his brand new book, Damn Shame. This is a really riveting, sexy memoir that I highly recommend. It just came out this week, and I have you can listen to my interview with him. He talked about, because he's a little bit older than me, when we didn't have a lot of TV role models or gay role models, but when we were growing up, and he listed his TV obsessions back then. And I can attest that I didn't have any either. So who did I fantasize about, and how did I know I was gay? Because I was a fanatic about The Bionic Man and Steve Austin. And in fact, I'm looking up at my lunch pail box, which is up on my top tier shelf that I confiscated from my mom's garage, that's still up there. And I had the doll of Steve Austin, too.
Oh, yeah?
And I had a huge crush on him. He was so sexy and hot, and he was bionic. Who doesn't want a bionic? I just wondered if he had a bionic penis, because we've talked about a bionic.
That's what we're all wondering, and I love it. And I love that you are one of those gays that it's going it's in love with somebody with the same name as yourself. You're Steve and Steve.
Oh, yes, that's so cute. That's right. I was telling, I told that to David on the interview too, that I said, it's so funny that I chose the same name as myself too. I must have some narcissism in me.
Not me.
As I drink my Renard champagne.
Hey, yes.
Yes.
So my first gay crush, I want to say it was Eric Estrada from Chips.
Oh, okay. No, he was kind of a douchebag, though.
Was he? I don't really remember. All I remember is me being enamored with him. And but I feel hot. But super hot, especially in that cop uniform. Oh, my God. But I feel like that dates me a little bit. I watched Chips in reruns, of course.
So
I would say that like a more age appropriate teen idol would be Mario Lopez or Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell.
Is that the other one in counterpart to Mario Lopez's character in Saved by the Bell?
Zach and AC Slater.
Slater?
AC Slater and
who was the Zach. Other one, the nerdy one?
Screech.
That's who you had a crush on.
No, bitch. No.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, those are good ones. Yeah, those are. Is that how you knew you were gay?
Yes, it was. That was one of the first crushes that I remember having. That, and I told a story one time before of me being at camp and my counselor looking down the shirt of my back and commenting how hairy my back was as a kid and just getting like the butterflies in my stomach from that. So that's like my earliest gay memory of me feeling attracted to a man. Or
you didn't have Manscaped back then? Because you know that's our other sponsor where you can get 20%
all in today.
You can get 20% off right now and Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use our promo code TAGS and get 20% off. But I'm surprised you had hair back then in camp.
Yeah, on my back. Yeah. I was like in the fifth grade, I had a hairy back. It was crazy.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Teddy goes, not in the 60s. No, ma'am. That was not in the 60s.
But
it
you
was
know,
in
we
the
were
90s.
But you know, really, in reading this book, Damn Shame, and in talking to David, and it sounds like you too, when it could be a very lonely time back that in that period when we didn't have a lot of role models or people, nothing was really acceptable to look up to, and I felt really alone during those times. And even when I had my attraction towards some of these actors like Steve Austin, the Bionic Man, it was always like I was shameful too. I had a shame side to it. And ooh, nobody can know, because if they found that out, it was always, you know, now in many ways, I feel if you were young, you have so many people to look up to from, I mean, I was just watching The Matrix over the weekend and there's two lead characters that are like gay and that are the evil characters in it right now. And it's like Neil Patrick Harris does an amazing job as one of the villains in there. Jonathan, I forget his last name, but I love him. Yeah. And he's badass in there and fighting. We didn't have these and we didn't know that. And even if they were gay, we didn't know they were gay. And I just think it's such a blessing now to have, like, if I was younger now, I would be so attracted to Jonathan Groff and not necessarily having my attraction towards straight guys. Steve Austin. Yeah. Who was apparently like a douchebag to Farrah Fawcett. Anyways, really? Yes. Yeah.
But Jonathan Groff is not named Steve, so how could you be a jerk? No.
I could forego that. I could forego that. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I love it. Anything that people are saying before we move on?
Daniel says he knew he was gay when he had the ultimate crush on Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot. Oh, I haven't seen The Sandlot. The Sandlot is a movie from, I think it was the 90s. About a group of kids who, I think they played baseball. It was my sister's favorite movie growing up. So I think they played baseball. I'm not really familiar with it. It wasn't one of my favorites. It was like too heartwarming and smushy and feel good for me. I like more dangerous things. So
yes, baseball, he says.
Oh, okay, cool. And
what about schoolboy crushes, Cody? Did you have schoolboy crushes on other classmates? Because I did.
In high school, I used to fantasize about these guys on the wrestling team constantly.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They were so hot. And I would pretend like I was in a sexual situation with them, but I would always insert a nameless, faceless girl in there with us too. Because like you said, we felt like there was such shame attached to being attracted to men. So yeah. I would have to insert a girl in there somewhere because that would make me normal, quote unquote. But it was always these guys in this sexual fantasy with me. I wonder what they're doing now, actually.
Oh, child, look them up on Facebook. They're not doing so hot. No, I'm sure they are. Maybe not looking so hot.
Probably not. Probably not as fabulous as we are looking.
Okay.
What about Nancy? Did you have any school crushes?
Definitely, I did. Absolutely. And I was a gymnast, so it was other gymnasts that I definitely had crushes on in my gymnastic team. And they were always a little bit older than me. And it was that aching feeling that I knew it wasn't right, but it was just kind of a tumultuous time, I have to say, but made it through it. And it is what it is. All right. Well, there's another Reddit thread, and this one I'm really excited about to get your opinion, because this totally involves you. And I didn't know where you were at with your relationship with Joe, but
yes.
A Reddit thread recently posted, what did your boyfriend get you, or what did he get him for your first year anniversary? So they write, my boyfriend and I will be celebrating relatively soon, over a month, but excitedly approaching a month. And I'd love to hear what gifts you all gave with a particular emphasis on what went well. As of right now, I was thinking of getting a piece of art of us commissioned and framed, as well as potentially paying for dinner at the cafe where we had our first date. But those are still rough estimates, so I'd love some more ideas. Thank you, you all. I couldn't help but think of you and Joe, and I asked you offline, Cody, have you celebrated a year anniversary with Joe yet, or are you approaching it? Where are you at? And if so, address this situation.
So Joe and I celebrated our 1 year anniversary of meeting on January 1st, New Year's
Day. Of meeting, okay.
Yes, of meeting. January 1st is our, I told him January 1st should be our official date because it's easy to remember, but actually
let me stop you right there. So you went on a date on New Year's Day.
We went on a date together. Yeah.
Who goes on a date? Well, it was the heart of the pandemic, right? Wait a minute. I was with you on New Year's Eve last year.
Was I sober enough to be on a date?
I know. We were with a DJ friend of ours.
And that's right.
We weren't crazy. It was the
We didn't do anything crazy.
No. So I love that next day you went on a date. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I went on my first date with Joe, and it was love at first sight. And we talked and we chatted and we came back to my house and had sex. That on our first meeting. And so we did the same thing for our 1 year anniversary. We went to dinner, we had a nice conversation, we chatted, and then we went back home and had sex.
So
what was amazing.
So were there gifts involved? What can you say to this?
So he bought me. So, okay, I have to preface this by saying that
his dick was the present, Teddy says.
My dick is always the present, so.
Oh, we thought we were talking about Joe, but okay.
No. Right here, boo. Okay.
Roll it back a minute here, yeah.
So, I bought him a gift initially, but it was really racy. I got him, and baby, if you're listening, you need to fast forward to 5 minutes because these are all secrets that he can't know right at this moment. So I bought him a bodysuit. It's like lace bodysuit, and it's got
a butt cut out,
and I bought him a thong as well to wear.
What kind of first year anniversary advice is this? We are not putting this in the Reddit thread.
I knew I was going to have sex on my 1 year anniversary. So I was like, oh, I'll get him this and he could just put this on. But so for Christmas,
was it in a perfect box with the bow that he just had to lift up the box like a soap opera box?
And no, because
that would be amazing. I would love that.
Well, then I'll give it to him on Valentine's Day and I'll put it in a beautiful box so that he can just go into the other room and put it
but
on.
That
and
that it will just, be his Valentine's that you gift. Just lift up. Like it's a perfect box. Yes. We'll talk about it offline, but anyway, okay. Go ahead.
Fabulous. Yeah. So I saw what he got me for Christmas and it was so sentimental and it just made me rethink. I was like, I cannot give him this. The sluttiest gift ever on our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, that's pretty like Megan Thee Stallion gift. I mean, what the?
So I went online.
Who are you?
Steve. Okay.
All right. I'm going to simmer down a bit, but go ahead.
So I went online and I got him a map of the stars on our first meeting. So I put in the date that we met and I got him a map of the stars printed out on a canvas.
Is this possible? You can do this?
Yeah, I can send you the site that they do it on.
Wow.
Yeah. And
your gifts are like really thoughtful, from a slutty lace cat suit to the stars of the day that we met in history.
And our
reproduced, I might add.
In our location as well. So the way the stars looked from our location, it hasn't come yet.
Why don't you have them wear the cat suit with the butt cut out to the stars that you put up on a platform? That would be kind of amazing.
I mean, I could take a picture of him with the picture behind it when the picture finally comes because I ordered it.
I love it. Teddy always puts his cute.
And that's it hasn't come yet. I just am waiting for it now. And he already gave me these beautiful ornaments that he...
Yeah, what did he get you?
He got me these Christmas ornaments with pictures of us because we did this photo shoot together.
So he's thinking more practical, like everybody else thinks, like a realistic gift. You're like... A lace,
time for the next topic, yeah.
A latex suit that Megan Thee Stallion wore in her last video, and the stars captured on the day we met in 2020. I mean, they're amazing, but wow, I love it.
I think he's going to really like the canvas that I got. And
if it ever arrives, yeah.
Who you telling? And I had written on it the night I fell in love. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you gave him nothing. That's what Teddy said. So essentially, you gave him nothing.
Can we kick Teddy out? I told him that it's on the way. And he understands because I'm going to go into more backstory. The Christmas gifts that he got for his best friend and various other people, they hadn't shown up for a while too. But now mine is, it's the time is ticking right now. I have to give him something.
I love your answers because I didn't, in a million years, I would have never, ever guessed what you had given him. Mm-hmm. But I will not going to put in the Reddit thread these gifts because I just think they're a little too out there. But I can't wait.
What do you mean? The stars? No, I think
they're amazing.
On canvas? That's beautiful. I think
well, let's wait till it comes and let's see how it goes. And let's see what this cat suit really looks like. The Megan Thee Stallion cat suit really looks like on your boy.
But I'll buy you one too for your birthday. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give you this one and I'll just order another one. Because nobody has been in this one.
What did Teddy say?
What if it's like from Wish, all ratchet? And it's not.
It's sounding a little ratchet. I don't know.
It's very cute from what I could tell because I've seen it on other people. Not like on Instagram people.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited to hear about these. Keep us posted, Cody. Because I really want to hear about it. Absolutely. All right. We've got to.
The print is going to go over well. I think the print is going to go over very well.
Oh, I think so. I know so. Yeah. It's a very, I mean, I would have never thought of that. That's really cool. Actually, it is really cool. All right. Well, there is a video of men having sex at Acropolis, which I've been to in Athens, Greece, as tourists stroll by and sparks uproar. Did you read this story, Cody?
I sure did. I even watched the video.
Oh, there's a video out?
I have to send you the link because I couldn't find it. I Googled it. I did so many things, but I'll send you the link. Let's talk.
Okay, yeah. Essentially, you guys know the Acropolis in Athens, Greece. I've only been in the summer and it's super, super hot and almost like crazy hot all summer long. A Greek culture ministry spokesman told French media agency AFP that has launched an investigation and hopes to find as soon as possible those responsible for this illegal shoot. The anonymous producers of the film entitled De Parthenon, have described the scene as political art. Okay. They say that the Pantheon symbolizes nationalism, the cult of antiquity, and patriarchy. And in response, the culture ministry said in a statement, the archaeological site of the Acropolis does not lend itself to activism or any other action that offends or shows a lack of respect to the monument. And I don't know, I couldn't help but think after last week's conversation, piggybacking off of sex in a crunch locker room, that now we're having sex at the Acropolis. I mean, I guess it's fine, but you know, we talk about outdoor sex, how much we love being naked outdoors on the show a lot, but you can't get caught. And I don't know how you could think you could go to a monument like the Acropolis and not get caught. And then... But- call it political art.
They didn't get caught. They went to the Acropolis and filmed it and then released a film anonymously.
Oh, but this... So, okay, they didn't get caught in the act is what you're saying. But exactly. Now the film is out there and now the people know about it, this film, and they can come after the producers.
They don't... They release it anonymously and they don't show any faces in the film.
Oh, you know more about this story than I do. Okay.
I watched the film. I was like,
how long is this film?
36 minutes. I was like, this is too long.
Is There's it good? Women in it
and plenty of breasts. It's not that. It's a very artsy. I did a lot of skipping forward to try and get to the part where they were having sex at the Acropolis. And I said I would go
back. Is it full on sex?
From what I can tell, yes. But it's very artsy, and there's a lot of buildup to it because they're doing painting and it's all in Greek. So I have to find the subtitle.
Do you speak Greek?
Version. I know, right? I don't know if I thought it was bad because I couldn't understand a word they were saying or because of the actual content. But I did not know. I was like,
well, now I got to watch this film, damn it. And I think I glossed over this topic a little bit, but now I have a new, you know what? If you can get away with something like that and release it anonymously like that, kudos to you for, hey, and the ministry, they're coming out now and saying that they don't, you know, this is wrong and that too late. You should have did your job and guarded the Acropolis a little bit more carefully.
That's right. And I feel like the Greek government doesn't want us to look under their togas and have us remember that that is where gay sex originated, damn it.
Thank you. I have a whole new mindset on this now. Yeah, maybe not crunch in the crunch locker room anymore, but definitely
let's go to the Acropolis.
Absolutely. Just do it anonymously. And I will get that film and post this up on textpodcast.com because you might have to do a little skipping around like Cody did. I don't know. 36 minutes of it. A little dry at times.
Of feet talking in Greek. I was like, what's going on here? Because they don't show anybody's face. So I was like,
okay. All right. Yeah,
I would love to get your viewpoint on it.
My feedback. Okay. What are the people saying before we
Teddy
move on?
Says, hasn't the Acropolis seen worse? And I definitely agree with that 100%. The Acropolis was probably giving them pointers on gay sex. Oh no, if you lick his butthole like this, it's worse than PBR, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they just need to get over it.
All right. And finally, there's a vandalized phallus statue, which has sparked discussion of Peru's queer history. Mm-hmm. This got my attention immediately because anytime as a size queen, I'm all over this one. a recently erected statue of a smiling man with a giant phallus reflecting ceramics from regions pre-Columbian Mokia culture has been vandalized. The fiberglass statue is already Instagram selfie. It's a magnet on Instagram, and it's sparking new conversations about Peru's LGBTQ+ ancestors. It's probably Mochia people lived in what is now northern Peru between 150 and 700 AD. And it's located just outside of the regional capital of Trujillo. Mm-hmm. And according to The Guardian, Arturo Fernandez Bazan, the mayor of Moche, a district named after the ancient culture, told the media, at 2 in the morning, three hooded criminals held a knife to the security guard's neck to keep him from reacting or calling his colleagues on radio, and two of them damaged the phallus. Many of these, did you see any of these? A lot of them are replicas of some prehistoric statues that include like butt fucking and everything else. Did you see any of these, Cody?
I saw them and I was very, very impressed. And I can't believe that people would want to vandalize these beautiful works of art. That's so disheartening when people are attacking freedom of expression and just art in our day and age. This is what we need as a society to grow and to evolve. So I just found it atrocious.
And it's not surprising that many of them were destroyed by Spanish colonizers. Sorry, Spain, but that's typically what happened as part of a religious purge that was particularly intent on eliminating representation of queer acts. That doesn't surprise me at all. right, Cody?
It's really disheartening that
And I have Spanish blood in me, but I know that side of my people like conquered all, and
so sad.
So sad, but they're very sexy, and I think we need to. I'm glad that Peru is like unabashedly putting some of these back up. It's sad though that they're being taken down. There's always somebody that has to like take something down like this, but I think it's great.
I'm glad that it's sparking a debate about the queer culture in Peru, in ancient Peru, but I'm sad that this had to happen for that conversation to come to light.
Right. People are so, how can someone hate dick? Yeah, exactly, Reginald. I mean, come on, it's life, right?
You either have one, well, lesbians, never mind. I'm gonna run that back, okay?
It was run it funny. Back. It was, absolutely. I'll post some of these pictures, though, on TexBroadcast.com because they're really, really sexy and hot. So I think you'll take it. This has been a great show on my birthday episode. So much, friend. Happy birthday. Can we get another send out of song on the happy birthday?
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
That's it. Wow. Cody, your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you, boo.
So good. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Available it's been such a iTunes. Great birthday. You're available on iTunes. Cody does have a song coming out soon, and we'll announce it when it's out.
Yes.
So, absolutely. You can follow Cody, too, on Instagram at Mr. Maurice, where he's a life coach at KMD Coaching. Follow us at Tags Podcast on all social media platforms. So much fun. Thank you for celebrating my birthday for me. It's been a great one. Thank you all. And in the meantime, Cody, continue having hot
gay
sex. Yes. Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys.